Questions, please.
Mike, what was Kristen able to do in practice yesterday, and what did you think of his work?
Well, Kristen was limited yesterday in practice. Just, you know, frankly, just traveling all day. You know, he had the two flights and so forth. So I would, you know, did some limited work as far as, you know, did the individual drills, took some team reps. But, you know, he looks good. I mean, he's obviously, you know, he's been with Seattle. So looking forward to working with him.
Probably too early to say if he could contribute on Sunday. Is that at least the goal, to get him out there in some form or fashion?
I think it's correct. I think it's too early to make that decision.
What do you like best about him, Mike? What's the quality that you see?
Well, I mean, it's like anything. You look at a young man's talents, running style. You know, he's obviously productive. Comes from a running, you know, football environment. So, I mean, it's obviously an area where we want to, you know, get better and, you know, more, just as far as having more opportunities. I mean, it's good to have James back and have Ty back there. So you definitely want to get back to running the football. So he definitely will contribute with that. So, you know, you like his personal, you know, his running style. He has experience. So, I mean, he's a veteran. So he brings all those things to the table. I mean, James, good football player. You know, he's been productive in the screens. Obviously, had a touchdown in Tennessee, but it's really the three down back. I mean, that's what every offensive coordinator wants. It's what every play caller wants. You don't want to be rolling backs in and out of the game, really any position based on the down and distance. So the fact that your running backs can play all three downs, that's, you know, that's the priority. That's the preferred. And, you know, obviously James Starks has been that for us for a lot of years.
Obviously you wouldn't have hired Ben Sermons if you didn't think he was a good coach, but what have you learned about him? Is his third go-around breaking in somebody?
Ben's very, very consistent. You know, what I love about him is his commitment and to the fundamentals and the details of it. So he's had, you know, kind of a up and down opportunity here in Green Bay as far as the number of players, you know, moving Ty over from receiver, obviously losing Eddie to the injury. So, you know, developing Don Jackson, now losing Don to an injury. So, but he has it's a very consistent, stable environment in the running back room.
How has Jared come out of this week of practices?
Jared Cook looks good. So far, so good. I mean, I look at Jared and Clay in a similar fashion. I thought they came out of the practice yesterday. They did some good things. So, you know, today and tomorrow, hopefully we're progressing for those guys to play on Sunday.
What do you think of Bob Bakhtiari moving around?
Bakhtiari looks good. I have no concerns.
What about TJ, Mike?
TJ will not be available this week.
Going to be a couple weeks, or is it just a week to week?
They, you know, just talking to medical staff, I think once we get through this week, we'll have a better, you know, better handle on how long they think he's going to be out.
Mike, I know, you know, Don's had a lot of work for you guys over the years, but him being able to concentrate a lot on the interior this year, do you think that helps him in terms of that preparation?
I'm sorry, say that again.
With Don Bartlett. You know,
okay.
Obviously, he's had a lot of years with you, but to kind of focus his head on the interior line.
I think it definitely helps. Anytime a player can, you know, especially with Don Barkley playing multiple positions, focusing on one or two positions as opposed to all five, really, I think you've really seen him excel at the center position, which is a real credit to him. I mean, anytime you convert a tackle to a center, obviously that's a huge change. So, you know, and really, Don's an excellent special teams player. You know, particularly in some of the roles that he's played for us. And frankly, we haven't let him play that because he's been a backup center. So just a heck of a football player.
An inside linebacker, Jake can't play. Do you need to make a move there with maybe promote Carl, or do you have enough other options in case?
Well, I mean, that's what we're working through. I think, you know, the thing that really factors in that is the special teams work. So how that's going to sort out and use either – receiver position, the defensive back position, you know, all those things factor.
Do you have any feel on whether Jake could play this week?
Jake Ryan will not be available this week. You guys can't wait for the report to come out. When was it come out, an hour or so? Yeah, 3 o'clock. There you go. Yeah.
It makes your day a lot easier. here when
okay,
you go.
Okay, there you go. Remember that.
We appreciate it.
You get to go home. You get to go home now, or what?
Well,
yeah, don't lie. Yeah.
I got a lot of lead strikes, so that's helpful too for me.
Okay.
I mean, it is. Feel okay with just two guys there?
Well, it's more about the special teams, you know, and how we're going to play on defense. So that's, I mean, once again, we got 2 more days of preparation, so we haven't decided yet.
Would you consider moving Clay at least in a part-time role inside? Just
don't want to talk about that. I mean, that'd be a scheme adjustment. So, you know, once again, we're working through today and tomorrow.